What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. So, we just went to Haas's. For context, we're all at Cub's house right now.
Yep.
We had to mow his lawn.
I didn't.
Well.
I've never mowed a lawn in my life.
Ever?
Never.
At never?
I'm never gonna either.
Well,
that's a hard stance.
It is.
On landscaping.
I just don't want to.
Well, Cub was actually mowing, and Dad was on the tractor mowing. I tried to weed whack. I've never weed whacked before. It was not great.
We found a lot of spiders.
Huntsman spiders.
Harvestmen spiders.
Handyman spiders?
We call them handyman spiders.
They're actually harvestman spiders, but they're better to imagine with, like, hard hats.
Tool
and, like,
belts.
Safety guards.
Yeah.
Tiny little hammers.
They're definitely better.
Knee pads.
Yeah.
Yeah, little overalls, maybe.
Well, so we went to Haas's, and we had what were called extravaganzas. Now, that name is from us.
We invented them.
Yes, when we were young. It's, well, Cub, would you like to explain the what you call the proper extravaganza?
You mean the best and original extravaganza?
It is true. That was the original extravaganza.
So basically, you take a spoonful of sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, not chocolate sprinkles, then it's not an extravaganza.
I feel like it's more than a spoonful.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, probably a couple spoonfuls.
Yeah.
And you put it on the bottom of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then you put the ice cream on, like the swirl or whatever. Yep. Your choice.
Whatever flavor.
Vanilla,
that
chocolate.
Vanilla, I would say, is the best for it.
I agree. But it's optional.
Yeah.
Followed by probably 5 to 7 spoonfuls of sprinkles.
Yep.
Again.
That's it.
That is the traditional, original extravaganza.
Some have strayed from where they came from.
Well, see, I strayed a long time ago because as youngins, I remember I would put, like, peanuts and Oreo pieces and chocolate chips in there. I would do the bottom ice cream top thing, but that was my extravaganza.
I will put caramel sauce or hot fudge, but that's usually it. But Lyle's way is, like, the definition of an extravaganza.
Yeah, like, it is extravagant ice cream. It's decadent.
But I will still only put sprinkles on it.
So,
and a syrup of some sort.
Which is still wrong.
It's
today
sacrilege.
I put peanut butter syrup on mine, and it was delicious.
That was not even, like, syrup. That was just, like,
I don't know,
thick
what, like, melted
peanut butter.
It was really good though. Sorry. Okay, I'm gonna adjust real quick.
His chair.
Well.
You know, I mean.
This part will get cut out because I need to be listening.
We edit. We all edit and add and
Yeah, you guys all think this is live. You probably don't think.
They don't think it's live.
No one thinks that.
Because they're listening to it at, like, 8 a.m. while I'm at work and, like, sitting next to people.
All right, that's better.
You're listening to WLIL.
Woo-lil.
Woo-lil. Woo!
All right, we're back. So, I don't even know what I just started talking about Haas's.
Yeah, what was...
I had no end game there.
Haas's
was
good.
This isn't part of it. I'm just trying to get back on track.
There's not an end game ever for everyone.
I mean, there is when you die.
So, really popular, I guess it's pretty popular, when I don't know how popular it actually is, video game is WWE 2K.
So fun.
Yeah, we actually, we've had a lot of them in our time.
There's one looking at me right here.
Which one?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's
2K16. They're really fun games, even if you don't really follow wrestling, because, like, it doesn't go with the whole wrestling is fake and, you know, it's predetermined. Like,
you actually fight people.
And you have to actually beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So, throughout our history, we have created some very interesting wrestlers.
Mostly Cub.
Like, my main wrestler is Lyle Mysterio. Named for Rey Mysterio, but I don't wear a mask or anything.
It's just Lyle as a wrestler.
Yeah, there are a couple variations. One wears just jeans, like, no shirt. One has, like, a black vest, but he never wears shoes. Like, yeah. Never.
That's usually, like, has a bandana, his signature too. Is no shoes.
Yeah. Hmm. But he's pretty normal, usually uses, like, a high flyer style, like, a lot of cool moves, like, taking people down with his legs around their head. That sounded really bad.
Their heads are falling off.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
But that's my normal one. And Care, you've made yourself as a female wrestler, but you usually make, like, a proxy.
Yeah, I don't usually... Yeah. I make myself as a female wrestler, but I can't fight all of the guys. They won't let you. So right. I made myself... it's not myself. I made a character. His name is Fitzkilliam.
Which is, so good.
Like, the best name. But he's, like, a 6'8" Scottish wrestler who always wears a kilt and has long purple hair and a pirate hat. Because he's awesome. And he's usually covered in tattoos and has black fingerless gloves and boots. That's Fitzkilliam, and that's who I always play as.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I don't
he's
know great. Who I make.
Well, your regular one, I think, was just Nerdic G.
Oh, yeah.
That's your normal
and he
kind of
looked like you.
Yeah.
Like, actually
had
like
had, like,
you.
A wife beater on.
I'm just, like, a sort of normal guy.
Yeah. Well. But you're not here. Oh, well, real quickly, that's actually where the name The Hooligans came
yeah.
from.
That was our tag team.
Mm-hmm. We had a stable in the game and, like...
Took on the
Shield.
The Shield.
Probably. The Wyatt family, maybe.
Yeah.
But Cub... is known to make some really weird wrestlers. So, would you like to talk
Tell
about Groin Striker?
Groin Striker was one of my greatest creations. So, when you create a character, you can, like, adjust their body types and sizes, mm-hmm. like, each of their...
Normally, I pick a pre-made person.
Right.
Right, and you build them on, like, sliders, so, like, yeah. 0 to 100. But I would basically, like... How did
Groin Striker... Usually gave them long arms.
Oh, long, like max out their length of their arms, but then, like, decrease their, like, body, like, their actual torso length.
Yeah, they would have...
And legs and stuff.
They would have, like, really long, like, broad shoulders.
Like, as broad as you can make them.
Their hands would be really long.
Very skinny legs.
Yes, so essentially deformed wrestlers.
Who shouldn't be able to move.
Right,
or
like,
fight.
They're like not physically.
No, they're grotesque.
As
yeah,
I recall
they are grotesque.
Groin Striker wore like a lime green, like, Speedo type.
I think he did.
And he had blue stars on his nipples.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't want to get, you know, I didn't want little kids to see him and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, get him censored
cover
and whatnot.
The nips.
Yeah.
So that was probably
that was just one.
Your greatest creation. But Raymond Reigns, that was kind of
I made Raymond,
you made
Raymond
Reigns.
Yeah, I made
yeah.
Raymond Reigns.
Oh, Raymond Reigns was great.
Raymond Reigns, I took
so,
the name from Roman Reigns,
yeah.
the wrestler, but I made him a... I made him really, really skinny, and I gave him long hair, and I made him, like, sort of yellow. And I think he had a turtleneck on.
He did.
He was a Raymond Noodle in human form.
He kind of looked like a lawyer or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, the law firm of Raymond.
Yeah, he was just very skinny with really skinny arms and legs, and he was a Raymond Noodle, but he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
That's Lyle's just yawning.
I keep yawning. Cub, you had the Cardinal, didn't
we,
you?
I made the Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's from a story for another day.
Yes.
We won't tell it now, but he had...
He if you know what Ivan Drago looks like from Rocky IV, he sort of had that hairstyle.
Yeah.
But it was like giant.
But it was like a bird, but as a human.
He had red
yes.
skin.
Yeah.
Red skins.
Yeah, I think he had, didn't he have USA trunks for some reason?
Yeah.
I think so.
And he had bird feet.
He did have bird feet.
Because you can, for some reason, give them boots.
We also made someone like the Bat.
Which is another story we talked about.
Oh, we did. Yeah, that's right.
But the bat, he was pitch black.
Like pitch black.
Yeah.
I think he was shiny too.
Yes, he had shiny skin.
He was bald.
Sort of vampiric, almost.
He was pretty scary. I think he had like white or like. Did he have any facial hair?
No, but I think you might have given him like, I don't know. Did he have like a mouth guard or something? I don't know.
Oh, he like, had like teeth.
Teeth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, the bat.
We would make them fight regular wrestlers. Yeah. So like you have normal wrestlers like Seth Rollins go in there versus like a Cardinal man.
Raymond Noodle. There were even like, so a big thing in the game is that people can create their own wrestlers and upload them so people can download them. And there are some great ones.
Oh yeah.
There's Golem and he had, you could make them taunt each other, and he had this like really long taunt where he was just like dancing all
and
around.
He did like a cartwheel.
And he did a cartwheel, but you couldn't stop.
No, once it started.
You can't stop once I start.
It stings. Spong Bob was a great one. It was not Spong Bob. It was Spong Bob.
Spong Bob.
They made SpongeBob, like, his face was the torso area.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
And he had, like, the Krusty Krab hat where his head was and you could see the head.
Yeah.
But he had no eyes or anything.
He had to be shaped like a human, so you could see the head, but he was just, like, it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
There was a Squidward.
For some reason, his ring name was Matsuda. I don't know what that means. But
I like
Matsuda.
I do too.
Yeah, because you could.
Oh, Elmo was creepy. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was pretty good. He was like 100 overall.
Yeah, Cubs usually he made them like 100 strength and speed.
Oh yeah.
And overall, 100%.
Well, Cardinals have that in real life.
They do.
They hit windows.
They
fly into windows.
Well, some do. I think that's a sign of good luck.
No, it's the opposite.
No.
If you see a bird hit a window, then.
I thought I was just trying to say hi.
No, it's supposed to be some
bad luck. Yeah. I actually saw one the other day that hit a window. Mm. A bird. But it just got up and like shook itself off.
That's fine.
So I was
maybe.
Like,
So yeah, that's a WWE 2K. I haven't got it for a while now. Because the games don't really change.
Yeah, you just might get like one or two new people in it.
Yeah.
But they're really fun, but we think that they're mostly fun for
making people. But literally all of yours that you've ever made, except for Nerdic.
Oh, there was also Captain Cool, who was you, but he had like an admiral's
uniform. I was wearing like a navy.
Yeah, it was great. So like a pure white, like navy.
He had the hat, like a Captain Crunch hat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good. So we're going to kind of switch gears, but we're just going to stay in the pop culture realm. We're going to talk about the best, quote-unquote, deaths in superhero movies.
Mm.
I don't think we really warned Cub that we were doing this.
Bambi is the worst one.
superhero movie.
Oh. Well, you have to agree with me, though. That's not a good one anyway.
Bambi doesn't die.
It was his mom.
And they don't
Cub just
it.
Is scarred, so he doesn't watch
it. I don't.
So, for me, there's only...
Wait, we've got a preface, like, it's Marvel movie character deaths. Doesn't
DC
have
character
to...
deaths also.
DC character deaths. It's not just the MCU.
Hmm. Right, any Marvel,
any,
so like X-Men.
Any superhero death.
So, would anyone like to start? I have one, but it might be the worst, like, worst being the best.
Yeah.
The most significant.
Everyone, spoiler alert, like for any of these movies.
From here on out.
Like there are spoilers.
Spoilers.
So for me, the worst Marvel death, and by worst I mean best, you know what I mean? Is Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yondu. It's so sad.
It's so sad because the big thing in the movie is Peter Quill trying to find... Well, he meets his father, played by Kurt Russell, Ego.
Who's a planet.
He is a planet.
And he's also evil.
This is a good twist.
Yondu, played by Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead, is the one who pretty much raised Peter, but he raised him in, like, an antagonistic way.
Yeah, it was like a, like, tough love.
Yeah.
Love-hate.
In the first one, you're not quite sure about Yondu. Right. Actually.
He's kind of, like, he helps them, but he's still kind of a villain, but...
Yeah.
And so, eventually, like, Yondu saves Peter, and he's like, you know, he might have been your father, but he ain't your daddy.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh man, he's your father.
Right, and he's flying Peter off of the exploding planet father.
Planet dad.
And he gives Peter the stuff to, like, survive in space. And he slowly just, like, starts freezing in space. And he, like, he holds Peter's head and, like, gives him, like, a small pat on the head. And, like, Peter's, like, freaking out the whole time. And it's, like, the saddest.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
I don't think they've reached, at least in the MCU, a death that's worse than that. The closest I could come was Spider-Man in Infinity War.
Oh.
Because that one's really sad.
Well, it's most... It's
what really does he say?
I don't want to go. I'm sorry, Mr. Stark. I don't want to go. But he's like... It's because he's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, and he's so good at, I mean, I know he's like 20-something, but he's so good at playing, like, he's 15, and he can, it took him longer to disappear because of his healing factor, is what they said. So that's why he didn't disappear right away. So his body was, like, trying to heal, so he probably felt it.
Could
it
Wolverine like, have
that's a good felt question.
It?
Well... It depends on if he got snapped.
Well, yeah, because if he got snapped, like, that, it doesn't matter that he
has would a just
factor.
Disappear.
Maybe it would take him, like, longer.
Yeah, like Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're right. But what, speaking of Wolverine.
Yeah, what about Logan?
Oh.
So, Logan is such a good movie.
That movie is amazing.
Like, it is. And it's so cliche now even to say that, but it's like, oh, it's not really a superhero movie.
I mean, it is,
It is, but it's like, it's a movie that happens to have superheroes. Like, it's not really about the X-Men or anything.
What year was that?
Said that it came out?
Yeah.
17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I went with Mark and Dan from my internship cohort. Shout out to them.
The Dallas cohort.
Yeah.
But yeah, because, like, the whole movie, he's clearly dying. Like, he's so run down. And then he has his amazing...
How's
like,
the end?
His amazing berserker rage, like, takes out everybody. But then he gets impaled on the giant tree, and he's holding his daughter's hand, and she's
spoiler
crying.
Alert.
We already announced the spoiler alert.
Extra spoiler.
Extra. And she's crying, and he's dying, and she tries to get him off the tree, and he's just like, no, don't.
Yeah, it's...
And then the part that always hits, the X.
Well, yeah, she moves they make, like, a cross out of, like, branches, and she moves it, and
she
makes
it an
X.
To be an X, because he is an X-Man.
Is he the epitome of X-Men?
I think so.
What about Professor X?
I mean, but
well,
it's...
Patrick Stewart. And James McAvoy.
Oh, man.
Wait. What?
No, just
I thought you were
X.
saying that they were dead.
No. No, but, I mean, Professor X is just awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's played by Patrick Stewart and James McAvoy.
Both great actors.
I really love him in Days of Future Past when he is, like, he's all, like, drugged up. But
oh, yeah.
He's got, like, the long hair.
Long hair. He looks cool.
But... Logan, the part that gets me is there's, like, this fat little roly-poly kid.
Oh, man.
Roly-poly because he did, like, fall down and roll.
He did.
I mean...
And he's holding a Wolverine action figure, like, while they're there, and you're like,
oh.
It's
man.
So sad, because Wolverine is, like, in my top three superheroes.
So good.
Who are the other two?
I have to think about that.
That is a discussion for another day.
But, and he's
hold
so
it.
But But does anyone else have any to offer? I mean, those.
Well,
I think
clearly
are...
Tony Stark's death.
Yeah, I mean.
You can rest now.
Oh, that's so sad.
From Avengers Endgame, for those who haven't seen it, that's why we had the spoiler alert.
How's the snap scene?
It's so good, though.
Iron Man.
Which was improvised.
That's my phone case. That is literally my phone case. It's Tony Stark.
It was improvised, but it wasn't, like, improvised. Like, it wasn't in the script, but someone added it before they did it. And it was such a good line. Like, there's nothing else you could have said. Remember in theater, like, you should have gone opening night.
Opening night was incredible.
Oh, man.
It was
that crowd was, like... out of control, us included.
Yeah,
like,
you know, people always make fun of, like, superhero movie crowds. It's nerds and people dress up. I have never had more
it was
fun
so
at a
fun.
Movie than that.
Like,
because we were cheering and clapping. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah,
like
everyone
when Cap
was...
has the, when he gets the hammer.
Oh yeah.
We freaked
I legitimately
out.
Screamed at that part. But I was not the only one.
No, it was everyone.
I was also nudging Lyle before, like, I was, like, elbowing him. I'm like, that's Cap, it's Cap.
But then we went, like, 2 days later.
Yeah.
And it was, like, if also you were one of those people who wanted to, like, cheer, like, nope, your time has passed. Like, it was a be quiet type of
movie. Oh, man.
Yeah,
you
it was, like,
you had one night to do it.
You had to do it on the opening night.
I've got a sort of underrated combo of deaths.
I'm ready. What?
Batman's parents.
Mm.
Which,
I mean,
it's shown in different ways.
Yes.
Different...
I think the one that's, like, the most... not impressive,
Batman
but...
Batman Begins.
The most involved one,
yeah.
I guess. Because, like, because you get to see a little bit of Thomas Wayne, and he's a cool dude.
Played by that guy from Law and
Order.
I don't remember his name is.
Me either.
Linus Roach. Like, I don't know.
That could be his real name.
I don't know which if that's his name or his name.
I think that's his real name.
I'm going to do a fact check.
Yeah, go
but,
for it.
Yeah, fact check us. But yeah, because, like, you get to know them. And the other ones, you just, like, hear it. What is it? Batman? Wait, which?
They do it in the 1989
Batman
versus Batman.
Superman? No, which one's the one where it's just, like, in the credits?
Yeah.
Where
it's, like, Negan and Maggie
are
his parents.
Yeah, that was not enough. Like, the Batman Begins ones, you, like, you feel that. You're like, oh.
Well, because also, it's, like,
don't look over your shoulder.
There's a spider.
Handyman.
It's a handy.
No, that I think might just be a daddy long legs.
Yeah, that's just a daddy long
legs. Daddy long legs.
They leave the theater because Bruce is scared of bats, and his dad is like, oh, I just needed some air or something.
Like, he's
he tries
like
to
a cool
cover.
Guy, and he tries to, like, calm the mugger down. Like, he's really chill, and you're like,
Joe,
man.
Lyle, what was your...
Linus Rhodes?
That is correct.
Is that his name or his name in
That's
the
his
show?
Real name.
What's his name in
Law
and
Order?
Michael Cutter.
Yep, Cutter.
Nice. That was a good one, Lyle.
But any others?
Their parents, yeah.
I mean,
well,
Natasha.
Natasha's
is good.
It kind of hurts, because you're like...
Did we ever think that she and Hawkeye were going to get together?
They should have.
They always should have been from the movies. I don't know about the comics.
Yeah, I don't.
But this is all movie-based.
Yeah, we're movie nerds. We're not really comic nerds.
But definitely in the Avengers, like, I was 100% sure that they were together.
Yep.
And then, wait, she randomly wants Bruce, and then, wait, he randomly has a family? No, they should have been together.
Sorry. She has chemistry with, like, every guy in the Avengers
except
other than
Bruce Banner.
Like, she could have been with Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not
Tony.
Really Thor.
Tony
for sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Her death is really sad when she's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, let me go.
Let me go.
Like,
it's okay.
But what about Gamora's death?
Ooh, Gamora's death is really sad. Care?
I guess Gamora is just not a character that I really care about that much. I mean, it's definitely sad. Like, her father or her adopted father throws her off a cliff. It's sad. I just don't. It doesn't have the same impact.
Controversy.
No pun intended.
Great pun.
So, I'm gonna go on the fly here. Worst movie deaths, like ones that you're just like, oh. Pff. The one I thought of immediately was Batman vs. Superman when Superman dies.
Oh, that whole movie should be banished forever.
I remember when we saw it with Maddie.
Yeah, and Casey and Sam. And, Sammy.
Yeah, I think it was everybody. And you guys were just so mad about it.
I was. I was like, that was terrible. And it is. It's terrible.
Pretty, it's pretty terrible.
But they kill Superman, and you're like, well, it's Superman, and they're making a Justice League movie, so you clearly can't... he's coming back.
So he's coming back with a terrible upper lip. That's CGI. CGI.
Because they won't let him shave it for Mission Impossible Fallout. Really good movie, by the way.
That is a good movie.
I only want to see it strictly for the fact when he like pumps up his arms like they're wet.
Oh, that's like Sammy.
Like recharging.
I don't think he's a very good actor, though.
Probably not.
What's his name?
Henry Cavill.
Really excited about the Witcher series, though.
Oh, that does look cool.
That looks really good.
You know what I'm excited for? They're making a Muppet show on Disney Plus. And a Monsters, Inc. show.
Monsters, Inc. I'm all about.
I'm in
who's Mike Wazowski?
Mike Wazowski.
Any other bad movie deaths?
Bad
like
movie deaths.
Well, see, like, Loki dies all the time. Yeah.
Do we even know if he's dead?
He is.
I didn't like when he got his neck snapped. I was like... Or like, did he... I mean, like,
I don't
choked
think
him.
I still don't think that was him.
I don't know. But, I'm I mean, sure like, was. Every time you're like... Loki's dead again. All right.
The only one that had, I thought, any impact was in the second one.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh, he's not dead.
He's definitely not dead. You just show me, like, 10 minutes later that he's still alive. I love Loki. He's a great character. He's on my laptop cover, actually.
So they're doing a Loki show, but it's going to follow the alternate Loki from Endgame.
Ooh.
The one that escaped. I really liked Loki's arc. Mm-hmm. How he finally redeemed himself at the end. He had like the we have a Hulk line.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Heimdall was a minor.
Yeah, but he's so cool.
He was.
Yeah.
Well,
bad
I think that's
bad superhero
yeah, do we have
deaths.
Any more?
I can't think of any more.
X-Men 3, like everyone who died in that.
Yeah.
Cyclops and Professor X.
That was terrible for Cyclops in particular because like I personally am not a Cyclops fan.
No, he's a weenie.
But, weenie hut general. but when he, like, he was barely in it. It's been forever since I've seen it. But I'm pretty sure he was barely in it. And then she just, like, killed him. But, like, it was...
While kissing.
Why did Jean Grey even like him when there
she
was...
She had Wolverine. Like, Wolverine is a way better choice. But...
Well,
Uncle Ben.
Oh,
as like a bad.
No, that's as
like as
a sad. That's a sad one.
Yeah, I really like Uncle Ben in
the original Spider-Man.
But then in the Amazing Spider-Man, it's Martin Sheen.
Yeah, oh.
I don't really remember.
Did they kill him
much.
The same way?
Pretty much, I think.
I liked the original one.
Cliff Robinson.
That was like he was just on the ground, and you're like, oh no, Uncle Ben got mugged.
Yeah, I loved his rice.
Me too.
So good.
I make it sometimes.
Well, so that's some of the well, I guess I wouldn't say some of. I think those are the saddest deaths.
Yeah, that's definitely most of them too.
But we're gonna call it for this episode. I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to the Hooligans.